Hello.
Good evening, ma'am. This is Oscar. I'm with Opinion Research. We are conducting a public opinion poll about important issues facing Ector County. Are you registered to vote in Ector County?
I am.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Let's continue. This is very quick, by the way. Generally, do you think that things in Ector County are on the right track or are things on the wrong track?
Ector County? Well, I hope they're on the right side.
Right track? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. What is the most important issue facing Ector County, in your opinion? The one that you most want a politician to get, you know, get to work on it.
Probably border issues, illegals.
Immigration. Okay, very well.
Yeah, that works.
How would you rate economic conditions in Ector County? Excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Pretty good.
Good?
Mm-hmm.
Because the choices are excellent, good, fair, or poor. You have to give me one of them.
Because I think it's good because the economy is doing well here because of the oil field. There's
good,
plenty of jobs.
Well. All right. 5 years from now, do you think the economy in Ector County will be better off, worse off, or about the same as it is today?
1 year, about the same.
About the same, all right.
Yeah.
How concerned are you about the security and future of your own job and the jobs of any close family members in Ector County? Would you say you are very concerned, somewhat concerned?
I'm not concerned at all.
Not at all. Very well. Let's move on. I'm going to read you a list of qualities and characteristics that contribute to the quality of life in a community. Please tell me how you rate Ector County. The first one is having a vibrant nightlife with clubs, bars, restaurants, and entertainment. Is that excellent, good, fair, or poor in Ector County?
Fair.
Fair. How about welcoming and inviting to people of diverse backgrounds, ethnicity, and culture?
Good.
Good. All right.
Mm-hmm.
And availability of affordable housing.
Poor.
Poor. All right. Public transportation. How would you rate that?
Good.
Good. All right. Offering job opportunities in your field.
Good.
Good. A shared vision and effective plans for economic development and job growth. Would you rate that as excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Fair.
Fair. The availability of outdoor parks, playgrounds, and nature.
Poor.
Poor. Oh, okay, poor. Let me change that. Okay. Quality of public schools.
Fair.
Fair. Wow. All right. Availability of quality.
I used to teach in one, so I kind of been there.
So you have a first-hand knowledge of it. Very, very,
yes.
Very well. Availability of quality health care.
Fair.
Fair as well?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Public safety and low crime. How would you qualify that?
Poor.
Poor. Natural beauty and physical setting.
Fair.
Fair. Being able to get from place to place with little traffic.
Fair. Poor.
Poor. All right. The availability of cultural opportunities, such as theater, museums, and music.
Poor.
Poor. And effective leadership from elected officials.
Fair.
Fair. Okay. Moving on. Thank you so much. Now please rate Ector County as a place to live for the following types of people. The first type of people mentioned here is entrepreneurs and people starting new businesses. Is Ector County an excellent place, good place, fair place, or a poor place to live for that kind of people?
Let me think. Probably fair.
Fair, okay. For retirees or people retiring from the workforce, is it excellent, good place?
That's
okay.
Good.
And for immigrants from other countries?
That's kind of a hard one. I'll say fair.
Fair, all right. For people like you?
For people like me?
Yes, ma'am.
Good.
Good, all right. And for recent college graduates looking to enter the job market?
Oh, depends on what market they're in.
All right. Remember that choices are excellent, good, fair, or poor.
Fair, then, because we have very limited opportunities here.
I see. Very well. For racial and ethnic minorities?
I don't know. I'm going to say good.
Good. All right. And people living below the poverty line?
Poor.
Poor place to live. Okay. For young single people?
Poor.
Poor. Okay. And for families with children?
Poor.
Poor. Okay. Very well. Almost done, ma'am. Almost done. How would you rate the overall quality of life in Hector County? Excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Good.
Good, thank you. Over the next 5 years, do you think the quality of life in Hector County will improve, deteriorate, or stay about the same?
Stay about the same.
Same. Okay, moving on. Yeah. Economic development generates investment, wealth, tax base, and jobs from which many community benefits are created. How familiar are you with vision and plans for economic development in Hector County? Would you say very familiar, somewhat familiar, not too familiar, not at all familiar?
Not too familiar.
Not too familiar. All right, moving on. How confident are you in the vision, plans, and leadership for economic development in Hector County? Would you say very confident, somewhat confident, not too confident, or not at all confident?
Not too confident.
Not too confident. Yes, ma'am. Community development generates solutions to problems like housing, education, transportation, and neighborhood renewal, making the community a better place to live and work. How familiar are you with the visions and plans for community development in Hector County? Would you say very familiar, somewhat familiar, not too familiar, or not at all familiar?
Not too familiar.
Not too familiar, okay. How confident are you in the vision, plans, and leadership for community development in Hector County? Very confident, somewhat confident, not too confident, not at all confident.
Not too confident.
Not too confident. Okay. How likely are you or an immediate family member to move from Hector County in the next 5 years? Would you say very likely, somewhat likely, not too likely, or not at all likely?
Not too likely, not in five years.
Not too likely in the next 5 years. Okay, finally, just a few last questions about you and your household. What is the highest level of education you have completed, ma'am?
Some college.
Some college. Thank you so much. In terms of your political party identification, do you consider yourself a Democrat, Republican, or independent?
Republican.
Republican. Thank you so much. And for the statistical purposes, what is your age, please?
Why did I have to tell you how? Oh, no, I'm 58. Just messing with you.
All right. You almost got me. Do you have a school-age child living in your house?
I have two.
Two. All right. Yes, you do. Which of the following best describes your race or ethnicity? White or Anglo, Black, African-American, Hispanic, Latino, Asian, or other?
White.
Thank you, ma'am. Is anyone in your household employed in a job that is related to the gas or oil industry?
No, not directly.
Not directly, okay. Is your annual household income below $25,000, $25,000 to $39,999, $40,000 to $74,999, $75,000 and above?
Yeah, last one.
Thank you. Are you currently employed full-time, part-time, retired, homemaker, student, or currently unemployed?
I'm part-time.
Part-time, thank you, ma'am. And last questions, in terms of your gender, do you consider yourself male, female, or something else?
I
get a certain reaction every single time.
I know, that's so funny, female. I
right.
consider myself like alien or, maybe I'm a walking dead.
Well, I'm happy I'll make people laugh with the last question. So let's finish the survey. Do you live within the city limits of Odessa?
No, I live in county.
Okay. This concludes our survey. Thank you so much for your participation and your valuable time. Have a wonderful night, man.
Yeah,
thank
no
you.
Problem.
Bye-bye.